The Defense Department says it will close 15 separate sites in Europe as part of a two-year restructuring study DoD refers to as the European Infrastructure Consolidation. In the United Kingdom, Germany, Belgium, the Netherlands, Italy, and Portugal, facilities ranging from large bases to water treatment plants and data centers will be handed over to their host governments, and U.S. military personnel will consolidate into a smaller number of facilities. Derek Chollet is the Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Affairs.
With these EIC decisions, we are consolidating and reducing some existing support infrastructure in order to be more efficient, but we are not affecting our operational capability. The EIC adjustments do not diminish our ability to meet our commitments to allies and partners. In fact, these decisions will produce savings that will enable us to maintain a robust force presence in Europe. And through the EIC, we ensure that the United States will retain the infrastructure in Europe needed to support our permanently stationed forces, additional rotational forces, and contingency requirements.
Altogether, the military expects the closures to save roughly $500 million per year once they're fully implemented in the early 2020s. As of now, the U.S. has roughly 67,000 troops permanently stationed in Europe, and officials say that number of combat-ready forces won't change significantly, but the consolidation will mean fewer military and civilian support personnel. Roughly 1,200 U.S. jobs will be eliminated, and another 6,000 will be relocated elsewhere in Europe. DoD estimates about 1,500 jobs held by European nationals will be either cut or moved. The largest closure, by far, will be the Royal Airfield at Mildenhall in the eastern UK. It'll be returned to the British government, and all 3,200 of its personnel will be sent elsewhere in Europe.
The analysis writ large looked at excess capacity, and it also looked at military value. So we essentially were trying to make sure that the assets that we needed were at the locations that had the highest military value. That was based on a complicated numerical, a lot of different factors. The result of that allowed us to collapse the assets from Mildenhall into other locations and to recommend divestiture of that installation.
The Mildenhall closure will be partially offset by another decision DoD announced simultaneously. The department will make UK's RAF Lakenheath its first European home base for the new F-35 Joint Strike Fighter. Those two squadrons alone will add 1,200 positions to that base. Again, Derek Chollet.
This decision is just the latest example of the special relationship between the United States and the United Kingdom. The presence of U.S. F-35s at Lakenheath will lead to new possibilities for collaboration with the United Kingdom, such as the potential for greater training and wider support opportunities. Taken together, these decisions on our force presence in Europe will enhance our operational readiness and mission posture at reduced funding levels, all toward the objective of maintaining a strong transatlantic alliance and meeting our common security interests.
In addition to the changes within the UK, DoD will also close or consolidate 16 separate smaller facilities in Germany, though that country will ultimately end up with more U.S. personnel than it has right now. As for Portugal, the U.S. presence at Lajes Field in the North Atlantic will be cut by two-thirds. That decision is expected to save about $350 million over 10 years and has been in the works for years, but Portugal has been pressing the U.S. to stay. The latest round of facility reductions in Europe are part of a gradual regression from the Cold War-era U.S. footprint there. As recently as 2012, DoD pulled two Army brigades from the continent, and even before Thursday's announcement, the Army had already planned to shrink its European real estate holdings by 57%. The Air Force has already cut its European basing by 75% since 1992. In part, those decisions have been arrived at because they're the only bases DoD can close without explicit congressional permission. But Congress says the department hopes the latest decisions will also diffuse lawmakers' arguments that the Pentagon should close overseas bases before it even thinks about a BRAC process back home.
We have continually sought efficiencies as we manage installations worldwide. That's one of the reasons we have requested base realignment and closure or BRAC authority from Congress to do a review of our U.S. installations. In this fiscal environment, it would be irresponsible of us not to look for such savings. Similarly, we thought a review of our infrastructure in Europe was important to conduct. We used a process very similar to the proven U.S. BRAC process in analyzing the bases in Europe. We looked at capacity, at requirements, at military value, at cost, and at the diplomatic dynamics involved with each action. The bottom line for us was that we wanted to preserve our operational capability while reducing the cost of supporting it. Therefore, as we consolidate our footprint, the infrastructure remaining in place will continue to support our operational requirements and strategic commitments. We did not contemplate changes that reduced warfighting capability. That was a fundamental constraint of the analysis.
But like a BRAC back home, the European closures the Pentagon announced Thursday will carry some upfront costs. The current estimate is $1.4 billion. In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.